Kodiak Electric Association is embarking on its next step to ensure renewable energy remains the dominant form of power on the island into the future by directing more water into Terror Lake, which feeds three hydropower turbines. While the capacity of the three turbines, 33 megawatts, isn't changing, the amount of water available to run them could be, according to KEA's Jennifer Rich Creek.
What we are changing is the amount of energy available to the project, and that energy is in the form of water. So as it is, Terror Lake is there's only so much water that can fit in that lake, and there's only so much snowmelt and rain that enters into that lake. And so what we're looking to do is then create a new source of more water that can come into the lake, and an additional portion of the upper alpine area of a watershed that can supply some more water, some more energy to the hydro plant so that those turbines can keep spinning with more water flowing through them.
KEA wants to do that by diverting a tributary that drains to Hidden Basin at the head of Ugak Bay. It would actually be the fourth watershed diversion into Terror Lake installed when the Terror Lake project was built.
And these are three diversions that are on the Kazuyak side of the watershed. And so we already are very familiar with operating these kind of diversions. So again, these are just taking portions of the upper areas of the watershed, capturing that snowmelt in the rain and funneling that into the tunnel so that it can flow through the powerhouse and make power.
The project has an $80 million price tag, but the cost savings of diesel fuel and diesel generator maintenance is projected to exceed $450 million over the course of a 30-year loan to build the diversion. Rich Creek says with the extra water flowing into Terror Lake, estimated to be about 9.7 billion gallons, the water turbines can go from running at 46% of their potential over the course of a year to 56%.
If those turbines were running full tilt boogie, 24 hours 7, 365 days a year, then if that was happening, there's 100% plant capacity factor. And that would be 296 million kilowatt hours. But right now, the way that with the water that's currently available to the project, we're currently generating 135 million kilowatt hours. So that would be, if you do 135 divided by 296, that brings it to 46% capacity factor of like what are we really generating versus what is theoretically possible to generate.
Rich Creek says salmon habitat has been extensively studied in the watershed, and taking some of the upper Hidden Basin runoff should not be an issue for spawning salmon further downstream.
That's the science that we found, and we presented that in the reports, and we want this to be an engaged consultation with all the agencies and all the stakeholders. So if there's any concerns, that's where we're entering into this scoping meeting and public consultation so that we can make sure that we're all in agreement that there are no negative impacts.
Kodiak Electric currently has an application before the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to construct the two small dams to divert new water into Terror Lake. There will be a meeting on July 21st with government agencies at 9 a.m. and the public at 7 p.m., though the earlier meeting is open to the public as well. They will both be held in the Kanakoniak building on Near Island. After that, there will be a 90-day public comment period, and if all goes well, Rich Creek envisions breaking ground in 2019.